Here's an idea. Why not buy things like pickle juice and Bloody Mary mix from a radio show? What a country. Head to the stupid store at radradio.com.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com, a little less than an hour ago from Justin.
Hey, Justin.
He says, 8 days ago, I delivered the eulogy at my father's memorial.
Oh.
It was a difficult day for myself, my family, and especially my mom. But after all the hugs and the crying, it offered some level of closure. And I wanted to give a huge thank you to you guys for the Jerry Seinfeld tickets, which my wife and mom attended in Reno this weekend while I stayed home with the kids. Sunday morning, my mom said she, quote, had not laughed that hard or that long at any time in recent memory, end quote. So thank you for giving my mom a reason to be hopeful and reclaim some joy in life during this difficult time. Boom. Wow. That's hopefully why most people that entertain. That is such a great story, and we wish your family all the best moving forward. If you're a welfare recipient, not you, Justin, anyone, and you're just waking up, I mean you too, Justin, to start your busy day.
Good morning.
To recap via emails. From allegedly working Americans.
What's the deal with welfare?
Of what you missed on today's show, Graham. speaking of Jerry Seinfeld, he's a stand-up comedian. Pete Davidson pretends to be one. Aww. And we are giving away chances to win free memberships to the membership site and Rad TV all this week. You're qualified for Friday's grand prize drawing to see Pete Davidson with premium tickets. Two winners. You're in center stage row six are two winners.
Damn.
We'll get. So three more chances for you to qualify tomorrow. 7, 8, and 9 a.m. And actually, I've warmed up to Pete Davidson a lot over the last couple of years, as has Brandon.
Yeah.
And we played this clip for Master of Movies this morning.
Telling your mom that I'm homeless? You think it's funny to tell her that I'm a loser?
What are you talking about? No.
And that actually, you've seen this movie, right, Brandon?
Yeah, it's a great movie. We started watching it over the weekend, Me and the Mouse in My Pocket. We haven't seen it in a while. My fiance Nicole wanted to see it too.
So you were watching it again, because you turned me onto it, saying you got to give this a chance because it was 4 years ago or whatever.
Yeah, it was good. And even then, we were like, Pete Davidson, really? Ah, he's a lanky.
And it's called The King of Staten Island, and it's also the same time frame where he was really opening up about his anxiety.
I love that. Yeah.
Things like that.
Where is it? What's it on again?
Like
Netflix.
How about you Google it?
I think it might be on
Usually
Max.
You give that information.
I mean, these things move around. Yeah. It's been out for four years.
Okay. Well, maybe someone knows. Oh, really? That's your answer now?
Yes.
Find it, Mr.
Yes.
Like, want to have facts?
My answer is Google it.
Oh,
like,
you know
where
what?
Can I find the King of Staten Island? That's what I do.
Here's the problem. I can ask you this tomorrow at a different time, and they'll go, oh, let me see. I don't know. Let me check.
Oh, okay. Really? I'm just going to stop the show. What I'm doing here is I'm killing time to allow Brandon to do exactly that.
What I'm saying is...
Just in case there's people as lazy as you
who
want me to do the work for you.
For all of us, it's mood-based. Another day, you'd be more than happy to answer that question.
The King of Staten Island is on the same platform as his show, Bupkis. It's on Peacock.
Ah, yeah. Thank you.
By the way, to paraphrase comedian George Carlin, there's no such thing as more than happy. If you're more than happy, you should put it in an institution. You're a deranged individual. It's not possible humanly. Now.
Then you're more than content.
Juan. Juan was our winner. At least that's what we were calling him the whole time. Mm-hmm. We got an email. It says, I'm the winner of Master of Movies. My name is not Juan, it's Warren.
Oh.
Same thing.
Warren, was that a phone screener miscommunication? Because sometimes you can't hear them. Or was he going by a surname for some reason because he didn't want to be known, but now he's using his real name?
I thought he said Juan.
I'm getting a shrug from the
phone
screener.
I don't care. I mean, you know I don't care from the... I mean, I'm sorry. I don't care if it's like... Because... It could have sounded like Juan, and she wrote that. Or did he say overtly? Because he never corrected us.
Makes sense.
Either way, he says, my name's Warren. First time ever playing any of your games, and I won on the first try. So for those of you that have not gotten through to play or have lost on multiple attempts, it sucks to suck. Way to suck, suckers.
Oh, man. Good, congratulations, Juan.
Yeah, thanks, Juan.
Yeah, way to be a good winner.
You're number Juan.
Brad is part Mexican.
So earlier this morning, we got an email from Ace.
Yo, Ace.
Ace was trying to correct us on something. We worked it out. But that, of course, was not what Kyle was focused on, because Kyle wanted to know if his last name was on there, and was it Freely, as in Ace Freely from Kiss. And you know, Brandon positive, you just wanted to bring out your favorite band. And Kyle had such a Kyle answer. It's Kyle being Kyle Day today, which includes the Rad TV behind the scenes special an hour from now. Of him setting up the whole building, because Kyle had such a great answer. Who names their kid Ace? I've never met any, or I've only met one person. And of course, you know, Kyle, this is how Kyle views life. If I haven't seen it, it hasn't happened. So I quickly Googled. There's 2,200 people just last year.
Yeah.
Well, he wrote back.
That's science right there.
Yes. Ace wrote back and said, you guys have me rolling on the floor laughing when discussing who would name their child Ace. And I am so glad that I was called out as an ace by Kyle of all people because we share the love of Kiss.
Aww.
It is a nickname and it is Kiss based.
Oh,
wow. Ace, quote, says, for a little clarification, Ace is a nickname. When the band reunited with the four original members and put the makeup back on, I was old enough to go to a show dressed up as Ace. That night, I got called Ace so much, I got asked for autographs and pictures that if I had a bout with mental faculties, I would have gone into an identity crisis. The following week, it continued, and it became a very solid nickname that has lasted me for a very long time now.
Wow. So it kind of was Ace Frehley.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
I didn't know they ever broke up, then reunited.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't get Kyle started on the history of Kiss. Okay. I'm sorry, the Kistery.
There's a documentary out there. You can watch it.
Yes. First you'll have to Google, where can I find, which she won't do. She'll ask me live on the air.
Neither will I, because I don't care.
Is the documentary at least interesting while the band isn't?
See, she always has to get too hurtful. She always has to take it too far.
Just don't watch it, Don. It's fine. Just you know what? Maybe have a discussion about it in your man-hating podcast or whatever it's called.
It's not man-hating.
Is it Maine-hating?
Was that what he said? Maine-hating?
See, now I have to go too far.
Right. Gotta hate the state of Maine?
Yeah,
or the things around the lion's head?
I gotta tell you, it's not on my list of states to see. Maybe the last one ever before I die.
Yeah, Maine.
Right, Maine? Why? What's
you get their lobsters in New York.
Exactly.
Same thing.
But you know what? It'll go quick, right? You can just drive through it.
Back to Kyle. One of the questions in the pressure cooker for the Pete Davidson tickets was about May Day, which is not tomorrow. It's Wednesday, May 1st. And he brought up his hippie school, and you had to do a dance on the 1st of May?
Yeah, it's okay. The Maypole dance. Stupid.
But he described the dance. I mean, it sounded creepy.
It is. And for it being... If you're a heterosexual male, it's the last thing you want to do is skipping around with ribbons and trying to like do it in front of a crowd of people. It's just it's crippling.
Brianna wrote in and said, I also went to a hippie school. The Maypole dance is a spring fertility dance. Super hippie.
Okay, and I just want to say, I'm sure there's also some gay men that wouldn't want to do it.
True.
Not all gay men want to dance around.
That's fair.
No, it was mostly the girls who were excited to do it. It's just like when all the boys had to do it, we were like, come on, no, we don't want to. Please don't make us.
Hold, wait
Well,
a minute.
You were at a hippie school. That's all about demasculating men. Wait. So that's why they forced you to do it. They tried.
They did.
They didn't work on you.
Hold the phone. Okay. How old were y'all?
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry. Hello. Hi, Rad Radio.
Check this.
Hello.
Oh.
Dawn, I'm holding the phone. There's nothing there.
Tech to you assist is on the line.
Oh. Why? That's weird. They were just sitting there on your phone?
You've got a virus.
Why can you hear me?
What?
My phone's dead.
Oh.
I'm literally holding the phone. You can see it if you were watching Rad TV.
I went to the school from the age of 9 until 13.
I know,
so.
But how old were you when you were doing that dance?
Each year.
Oh, each year.
So 9, 10, 11, okay.
So 3rd grade to 7th grade.
Do we all miss that? She said it was a fertility dance.
Yes.
Why are you having children do a fertility
Hippies.
Dance?
Hippies, we covered this.
No.
If you watch us live on Rad TV at members.radradio.com during commercial breaks, you get a question of the day, and you email in your answers. We hold them till the end of the show. What was today's question, Brando?
What was the first significant thing you bought with your own money, and why?
So we'll start with this one from Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Says, I'm showing my age here and how big of a dork I was. But the first thing I remember buying was a subscription to Mad Magazine with my paper route money. Kids, back in the day, a subscription was a payment or promise of payment for consecutive issues of a magazine, newspaper, or book over a specified period of time. Also, kids, a magazine or newspaper was a periodical publication containing articles and illustrations typically covering a particular subject or area of interest. He doesn't explain what a paper route is and why children were allowed to do them like I did.
Yeah.
Child labor at the age of 14. Can you imagine in this day and age a 14-year-old kid in the middle of the night, 4 in the morning, riding his bike around, throwing newspapers onto people's porches? Oh, and then having to go to dozens, if not hundreds, of strangers' houses once a month to collect payment.
How'd they all ever make it home safe?
I was the only one.
Not all of them did.
The landscape of history is littered with missing paper boys. So sad. And yes, back in our time, it was only paper boys. Paper girls, weirdos.
Oh, yeah. No girl wanted to do that.
That was a thing? There were a few of them out there?
They all fell over. I mean, it wasn't.
Stop it.
You couldn't. Like, oh,
fall over.
Oh, my
my God, it's so heavy.
No, misogyny. Oh. No, no, don't let the little girl out there riding the bike.
Rob, it's the Wednesday edition. It's bigger. So you know, my dad does it on Sunday.
Well, we can't throw, because you'd throw it as well.
No, the only girl I ever knew who was a paper routette, she did. She got off her bike and walked the paper up to it.
Aww.
Whereas for dudes, it was a game. You wanted to make sure you could sling it. Mm-hmm. But see, the other thing, too, is most guys... I learned not to do this, but most guys, you threw it, you missed, it went off to the side into the bushes, you left it there. But then you get screwed on your tip at the end of the month, so you stop doing that quickly. Okay.
So did you have to like bundle them all up when they came? Did they come like all flat and you had to roll them up and put the bands on them?
Wow. That was the start of the day. See? Child labor. Ridiculous. Also, we got this answer from Meg.
Shut up, Meg.
What was it? The most first significant thing?
Yeah, with your own money.
All right. She says, the first significant thing I bought with my own money was condoms. Hmm. Best purchase ever. Because had my high school boyfriend knocked me up, that child would have been both as beautiful and as dumb as a rock.
Oh, wow.
The Mixed Pick Show starts on Rad TV and members.radradio.com and the Rad Radio app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM in mere moments. And for the rest of you, we'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys. I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line.
Go on and go home, you fat chicken.
Bye, diddly eye. So long.
God bless you.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Very well.
Dar. Bon voyage.
Toodle-oo.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.